Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 160.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. This is episode number 160. I'm using a different mic today. I'm using my Blue Yeti mic, so I apologize if the sound quality is a little subpar, but this usually does a great job. So I'm your host as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much. Thank you so much for your support. We've been getting a lot of great comments recently on our blog posts and podcast videos, and some members just really thanking us for the course and all the information, and I always just love that. I mean, you know, I'm so thankful for everyone who writes in. And if you are a member and you have written in, thank you so much. And you, even if you're just a subscriber, you know, you're just a fan of the podcast and you listen, you know, weekly as we release the content and you read our blog posts and you go through our lick of the week, that's awesome. I mean, you don't need to be a member. I'm just trying to help as many people as possible learn jazz piano and obviously share the love and information with as many people as possible. My education, Sterling, who we had today. We're going to get Trent Bryden, who actually used to be a member and graduated from college and now has converted onto our staff to educate people. And he went through the Jazz Piano School course, which is absolutely fantastic. And now he is he's a pro. He's gigging, doing gigs and stuff like that. He's getting a... I'll let him share about himself, but we're going to do a member spotlight with him, so that's going to be awesome. But yeah, we have an amazing podcast coming up today from Sterling talking about practicing and how important it is to practice, very diligently, not just noodle, right? There's a difference between practicing and noodling, and a lot of the times we go and we sit down at the piano and we just start playing, kind of playing around with what we know, right? And what we know how to do comfortably. And I do that all the time, but it takes so much mentally and physically to really discipline yourself to sit down at the piano and practice, like practice a tune. And what do you do? A lot of us, I didn't even know what to practice for so long. I would just sit down at the piano. I'd kind of fiddle around with what my teacher showed me, you know, which at the time wasn't much. I didn't really know what I was doing. But that's one of the big things too, and that's why we have Jazz Piano School here, to tell you exactly what to practice. But again, it's about the mindset. You need to know exactly what your focus is going to be when you sit down, and I'm gonna let Sterling tell you guys more about that. And it's a really, really fantastic episode, and everyone should listen to this because there's so much great information on this podcast. So quick update on our new website that we're going to be kind of launching here soon. Like anything, it's taking a little bit longer because I am a perfectionist and I hate mistakes, but you know, not mistakes necessarily, but I want to get everything in there, right? I'm loading in flashcards in the website. We are loading in practice tracks. We are loading in, we got all sorts of cool features. We're going to have live lessons. We're going to have a member spotlight. We got a content calendar because we're going to be releasing new member content every single week from within the website. We're going to be doing a Q&A. We're going to be talking to the members. Ah, it's going to be so awesome. A lot of much more interaction with all you guys, all the members out there listening and helping you hands-on, right? And really kind of listening. And again, like I said before, just going to touch upon this one more time. I'm going to get more of a level-based gamification system working alongside the main curriculum. So the lab is going to kind of turn more into a level-based kind of level up. If you guys are any gamers out there, right, you can get little awards and level ups and stuff like that, badges. And obviously, you know, the older adults will know what that is too, but it's going to be levels for each category of jazz piano, voicings, right, solo piano, rhythm, and there's going to be different levels that you're going to work through. Take a test, right, and you will get a badge after you complete that level. Now, these levels, obviously, you don't want to learn jazz piano. I mean, just learning, working through the levels, those are tools, right? But you need to learn how to implement the tools, and that's exactly what the core content of Jazz Piano School is going to be. That's going to be the main curriculum, and I'm rearranging that so we have a nice success path with about six different stages that you're going to work through harmoniously with the levels, right? So once you learn the tools and the levels, you can apply them to the main core content in your success path and move back and forth, and they kind of help each other in different ways. And then obviously the specialty courses are kind of just like the side courses for anyone interested in learning about specific different topics. But I highly recommend the main course curriculum and what we're going to be doing to the lab with all the levels and the different categories and the badges. And again, you guys are going to be submitting content to us, right? You're going to be submitting your tests and things like that. I don't want to call them tests, but your audio recordings, your video recordings. That way, when you've, we can either present you with the badges or the certificate, so you can pass that level when you've shown excellence in that level, and you can continue to move up through the levels, and it'll be super, super awesome. So, all right, I've talked enough. I'm gonna let Sterling take over. So with that being said, here is the lesson from Sterling Koza on practicing like a pro.
Hey everybody, this is Sterling Koza here with this week's podcast. Today is going to be the first installment of the series, How to Practice Like a Pro. Now in this series, we're going to be going over some ways that you can optimize your practice routine and get the most out of the hours that you're spending in the practice room. My goal is to hopefully share some experience that I've gained over my time of just spending a lot of hours in the practice room, not really knowing what I'm doing. And you know, it's easy to get frustrated when you're sitting there kind of going, what should I be working on, or how can I be better at this? So hopefully you can benefit from some of the tips that we've got for you in store in this series. So as you can see, I've got my shorts out. It's summer weather, so just in case you're wondering what my legs look like, here they are. Getting kind of a tan going, so working on that. But don't be alarmed. So here we go. Let's get into it. Here's this podcast. So for today, we're talking about if I were playing the tune All the Things You Are, if I was working on this. There's a kind of a bad habit that I've gotten into in the past that I wanted to share with you guys today. So if I were playing this tune and I kind of just sat down and started playing, it would sound sort of like this. That's all well and good. That would sound okay if I was just kind of noodling around, maybe at a solo piano gig or something. But in terms of really focused practice, there are some aspects of what I was doing that are really missing something. And the thing I want to talk to you about today is time. Now, time is one of the most crucial parts about playing jazz and playing in a band with other people, because it's an essential aspect of communication, rhythm, time. And if I'm practicing and I'm not really kind of playing in time, I'm not really playing in time, there's really something missing. And when I go to play with other people, or I go to play a gig, and I need to start playing in time, I'm not gonna have the things together that I need to have. So my message to you today is that I've been in kind of a bad habit of sort of practicing sort of out of time and noodling. I mean, it's good to play freely and rubato sometimes, but we need to do it with intention. And I once heard a great teacher tell me, you're going to practice how you play. So if you want to play and be able to play well in time, that's the way you should practice. So when you go to practice, it's important to have a specific focus in mind. If my focus is playing with good time, then I'm probably going to pull out a metronome and be very strict with it. But when you go to play tunes, it's good to get in the habit of always playing in time, because the lines that you're going to play are going to work better in the long run if you're always playing them in time. Unless, of course, your intention is otherwise, is to not play in time. But there are certain aspects of the other type of practice where it's a little more exploratory that I think have good reason to not play in time. And let's talk about a few of those. So again, these are aspects of kind of this sort of bad habit that I'd gotten into of just kind of exploring. And exploration isn't always bad. I often encourage people in these podcasts to explore and find aspects of the piano and your own playing that you haven't maybe seen before, and exploration is an important part of that. But you know, it's important to differentiate. So if you're just exploring a specific tonality, for example, like take each chord of All the Things You Are, me kind of exploring each one of those chords. It wasn't necessarily in time, but I was just taking each chord and sort of going through the tonality and finding some different shapes or voicings. Now, this is all well and good, but when it comes to actually being able to play the tune and play it in time, it's not exactly my main focus. So if you want to explore in your improvising, I highly recommend doing it in time, because then when you go to play it in real time with people, it's going to serve you much better. So you can just stay on one chord, but have a time feel in it. Actually play the tune, I can implement some of the stuff that I've been working on in time. Next, we're going to talk about another pitfall that I think I've fallen into this habit, and maybe some people can identify with this. When you are practicing your improvising in time, it's easy to get into the habit of stopping and starting. And what I mean by this is if you're in the middle of a tune and you're going for a specific lick, if you make a mistake, it's easy to want to stop and start again. And this has to do with just keeping the time flow going. Here's what I mean. Now if I mess that up and I want to go, I might do it a few times. So if you interrupt the flow of your improvising habitually over and over again, it's really going to get in the way of when you go to improvise on the gig, the band is not going to wait for you. So it's imperative that when you practice how you want to play. So never interrupt the flow. We've talked about flow before. There's a previous podcast called the Eighth Note Exercise, which talks about flow, where you're keeping a continuous strain of eighth notes. Sort of like that. But if you're interrupting that flow, when you go to improvise, it's going to sound like you're sort of hiccuping or, you know, getting a little off. So what you want to do is keep that flow going, keep that time going, and never interrupt it if you're playing. So again, practice how you want to play. That we covered today, we're talking about time feel, we're talking about flow, so always keeping that flow going. And the message really for today is practice how you want to play. So sound in the practice room how you want to sound on the gig. If you're just kind of, kind of noodling and not really totally in time, it's going to be a little more difficult to pull out the time when the time comes for the gig. So sound how you want to sound on the day of the gig, and you really can't go wrong. So today the message is time. All right, well, we'll see you next time, and good luck practicing with some of this time feel. Use some of your favorite tunes. All the Things You Are is a great tune. Use some challenging tunes that you maybe need a little more work on, and see how it goes. All right. Thanks. We'll see you next time.